Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Sid Tenniel, presented by the Canopy Group.
Hey, Sid, this is Tony. Hey, I wish you, man, the best. Happy birthday and many, many, many more. I'll see you in the park.
It's just like when a coach gets fired. Everybody says, oh, the players love the coach. And maybe they did. And they say they feel bad that day and or feel sorry for the coach. And next day, hey, where are you going for practice?
Yeah. How about your hockey guy?
That's what I'm saying, the same thing.
There were no bargain.
Who? Hockey guys?
Some of your hockey guys I knew pretty well. They did pretty good.
How did we get onto these guys?
Should I tell you the difference? Should I tell you the difference?
They were good guys.
Don't tell me I knew about it.
There's no difference.
Let me just tell you, buddy.
What's this guy to the what's
if you let me say a word,
okay, we're ready.
Go ahead, Sid. Go ahead.
You're worse than Bart Starr.
Go ahead.
You control the whole show.
Go ahead. What were we going to say?
Bart Starr.
Okay, that was from Louis, I'm guessing that was something like 6-7 years ago, and my father coming up with a Bart Starr reference at that point.
Yeah. Your dad, and happy birthday to him today.
Yes.
It's sensational. 100 years old, it's unbelievable. But your dad has been priceless over all the years I've known him, and that started in 1959 in September.
So tell us about this. This is Lou Nanny, who's with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. You meet him in 1959. Tell me the circumstances and what you thought.
Well, I came down from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and Canadian education is different than U.S., and I didn't know anything about freshman, sophomore, junior, what that meant, you know. So I come down to school, and in the first week I'm at school, I have to go check in for equipment to work out, and they had equipment manager was Milt. I can't even remember Milt's last name. And I went check in. I said, Lou Nanny. And he said, are you a freshman? I thought he said, are you a Frenchman? And I said, no, I'm Italian.
Yeah.
So later that day, as things would happen, your dad's always around the university. There's no
sure.
sports at the time.
Yeah.
And your dad was constantly there. So Milt tells your dad the story. And the next day, he puts it in a paper. Lou Nanny came down. He's from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. And they want to know if he's a freshman. He says, no, he's Italian. So he's got it in the paper. So everybody's just, you know, picking on me and making fun of me, not knowing it. And later, then Mariucci introduced me to your dad. So that was the first time I met him. And he already had me down as a Frenchman instead of Italian.
Tell me about kind of the perpetual needling, because as we both know, hockey's further down the list for him. But the two of you became such good friends. Herbie, good friends. Glenn Sonmore, good friends. I remind people this all the time. My father lived at an apartment complex, Cedar Commons, which at the time, I'll say it for both of us to know, was about an 8-iron away from Met Center. And so we attended so many games, but he just didn't get hockey the way he was able to get it with other sports. But the relationships were every bit as good.
That's what they were, and he'd come in and interview the players like he would do in all the other sports. And everybody loved to pick on him because, you know, your dad would needle everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And with that famous tape recorder, you know, one time he set it down, and sure enough, one of our guys grabbed it and put it in a freezer. And we couldn't find it for a long time, and he was just going nuts, running around the locker room. Wise guys pulling jokes on us. This is not funny. And somebody pulls it, Doc Rose pulls it out of the freezer and says, here, it was hot news. We had to cool it off. But he, you know, he was, even though he didn't know the game, he was passionate about Minnesota sports, and he loved the relationship. Like Bobby Smith was our first-round pick.
Sure.
And first overall, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
And starting with that, you know, when Bobby came to town, the first round pick that we always had, we bring to town, and that night we go to dinner to be the first round pick, the coach, my wife, and your dad.
Yeah.
He'd come all the time.
Right.
As a matter of fact, after the first few years, then he started saying, well, let me host it out
at the river.
Dad's place on the river.
Yep.
So we'd go in the river all the time. Well, he really liked all the players, and he loved Bobby Smith.
Yeah, he had a real good relationship with Bobby, for sure.
Real good relationship with Bobby. And the year that we finally traded Bobby, and I never told your dad, couldn't tell anybody, but Bobby was upset about his playing time, and he wanted to get traded, and this went on for 5-6 months, and he kept coming in, and then he threatened to quit if we didn't trade him. And he says, you know, you paid me a big signing bonus. My brother went to college, your brother. You know I love education. I'll take my signing bonus and go to school here, and that'll be it. So I had to say, just don't say anything so it hurts our trading ability, and then we'll get you moved. Well, the week before, Bobby didn't have a great game. And your dad, I'm in a press box, and your dad comes running down to me and says, boy, oh boy, Bobby's going to have to play better. You're going to have to trade him. And I says, well, I don't know. He says, yeah, you'll have to trade him if he doesn't play better. So the following week, I made the trade. And your dad comes down, and this is the first time he saw me since I made the trade in the afternoon. And he says, how could you trade Bobby? And I turned to him straight face, and I says, Sid, you got to be kidding. He says, no, what do you mean? I said, I only trade him because you told me to trade him. I would have never trade him. I didn't tell you that. I said, I'm going to tell everybody you told me to trade him because I didn't want to trade him. And I never told him different. Your dad was sick. He thought it was sick.
It's so good.
It was just unbelievable.
Lou Danny is with us. Okay, talk about when you're on the sports show. It's you, Maxie, and Patrick. And the Dark Man, when the Dark Man was still with us, and he's massively missed, but just the dynamic on that show.
Well, I have to tell you, the people missed the best part of the show, because the moment we go off air, he and Dark used to argue so much, and it used to get just vicious when they're off the air, what they'd be screaming and yelling at each other about, that the other was wrong and didn't know what they're talking about. And I'm telling you, I could hardly keep a straight face when we get back to the camera. And it was just constant. It was constant. And usually, after it was over, Maxie and I would always go and get a piece of pie. We'd go to Perkins, and your dad said, we're going. I said, well, we're going to get a piece of pie. So he'd come with us. So it would be your dad, Maxie, and I at the restaurant after we went off the air. And Patrick very seldom came, and Dark never came. So when Max and I would get your dad alone at the restaurant, we just
get him going again.
You know, we hang him on even farther.
For sure.
Oh my God, it was the funniest lunches I'd ever had.
Oh yeah, there were times when, because you guys would record the show a little bit ahead, and I get a phone call from Dark saying how mad he was, but apologized, and then I get a phone call from my father saying that Dark bleepity bleep this, and I'd be like, well, I better watch tonight. Something obviously had happened, so it was great theater.
I will tell you this. There is no doubt in my mind. I know it for a fact. Pat Royce is the reason why your dad had the estate sale, and Bud Grant has an estate sale because of your dad.
Yeah.
All because of that. We were, after the one night we did go to have some pie, and Royce says, can you imagine this? look at how much money Dark made and that they had an estate.
Right.
When his estate made.
Yep.
And Patrick was just putting them on. He never
right.
made anywhere near that.
No.
And your dad said, are you kidding? How could he get that much? Well, you know, people want
right.
People in the public, they'll buy their stuff, they'll take their stuff. So within 10 days,
oh,
your dad
yeah.
announced this.
Oh, God, yeah. trust me. You don't know the headaches that cost me, you know.
Well, the funny part was because, you know, his grandson was living with him at
yeah,
the time.
Justin was at the time.
And Justin and I and your dad walked in to do the show the following week after he has the estate sale.
Yep.
And I says, how's it going, Justin? He says, oh, not good. He says, I can't believe it. He says, I said, what's the matter? He says, well, my grandfather had the estate sale. And he took all my clothes by mistake, and he put it in his estate sale.
Right.
And he says, when I went back to get them, they were already sold, so I lost all my clothes.
So
when your dad came, and I said, how could you do that to Justin? And he didn't say yes, nor indifferent. He turned to Justin. He says, why would you tell him?
That's him. I got to fly, Louis.
Okay.
Those are great, great stories.
Well, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming on.
And have a great day. And he deserves everything he gets. What a wonderful man.
Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
One of the best, Lou Nanny. Another great friend of my father's.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.